The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. Last night, I settled myself in with a book called Res Life, An Indian's Journey Through Reservation Life by David Troyer. I hadn't turned very many pages before it became clear that this was no simple voyeur's ride through the lives and relationships of some interesting people with values and perspectives different from mine. If I was going to read this book, I was going to have to pay attention, because I would be getting myself an education in the written-down relationship between entities of the U.S. government and Native American tribes, and how that relationship was playing out in communities and the courts. I asked myself, am I up for this? The more interesting question is, why wouldn't I be? Because it's a wash of new dates and details, and I've heard so much of it before. Duplicitous promises, boarding schools, allotments, yet another shameful plod through yet another part of the world where U.S. corporate politics has long been screwing innocent thumbs to the wall and ruining everything. That reason for not wanting to read the book, that particular dismissal, is called American exceptionalism. That's when you reason from the principle that the U.S. of A. holds all the aces. You can't start from there and engage in critical thinking. But terrible, unfair, and wrong things have happened. And the more I learn about this stuff, the more dismal and powerless I feel. And, well, doesn't that just make it all about me? It's a tangle, though. Like Troyer says, the weapons of the fight are no longer rifles and arrows. The new warrior files motions and drafts legal briefs. All that arcane, conflicting legal positioning isn't something the average person can hold in their head all at once and follow. A lot of lawyers might make a lot of money, but nobody's ever going to give Minnesota back. Once you achieve that level of cynicism, you show you've internalized the Indian solution that isn't spoken aloud anymore. Assimilate or die. I'm going to read this book, Res Life. Pay attention. Learn a thing or two. Or ten. There's a lot of reasons I want to. Here's one of them. For all my back-to-the-land determination, the chicken and the eggs, gentle on the earth, chop wood, Nancy Nice, there's still a puzzle in the heart of fairness when my situation sits right in the middle of a situation stolen from somebody else. One way to relate to that puzzle is to not think about it. But I'm ready for a dive into a bigger pile of information. Just think how much I would understand about the fabric of history, politics, and daily life for Native Americans on and off the reservation if I logged as much time learning about it as I've already logged watching F Troop and Davy Crockett. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.